Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Idias, Perik Ches Mishnah He. Hey, Rebbe Kiva Mishum Nehemiah Ish Beis Deli. Rebbe Kiva testified in the name of Nehemiah, the leader of Beis Deli. Shemasiya Meisha, it's mutter to marry off a woman that we knew to be a married woman, to marry someone else, Api Eid Echad, based on the testimony of a single person who says that her husband died. Even though in a Torah you need two Eidim, but the Chachamim were Mekel. The Chacham were lenient, and they said that a woman that has only one aid that her husband died is to be believed because we don't want her to remain in a guna. That's a woman who can't get married. But wait a second. We learned this already. Rav Yehuda ben Bava said this. He testified about this. That was in Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph. Well, the answer is, even though he said it, it wasn't accepted l'mais until Rav Yekiva came and repeated it in the name of Nehemiah Ish Beis Deli. That's how the Tosis Yomtev explains it. Vayter says the Mishnah, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua testified al tzamos on bones, because this taka once happened. They found the bones of a dead person, bedir ha'etzim, in the room, which was in the Ezras Nashim of the Beis HaMikdash, where they kept the wood for the Mizbeach. There were four different lishkais on the four corners of the Ezras Nashim. A lishka is like an office or a storage room. The Dir Ha'etzim was on the northeastern side, which is to the right of the entrance of the Ezras Nashim. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Melakit Etzem Etzem. The Chachamim said it's enough to collect each bone that was found. The Hakol Tahar, and everything is considered Tahar. We're not worried that a person or Kalim became Tamei through this. But how can we say that? Maybe, even though we don't know for sure, maybe someone touched one of these bones, maybe one of the Kalim touched one of those bones. Well, the answer is that the Ezras Nashim has a din of Rishus HaRabim, and we already learned that Safik Tumei Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. So unless we know for a fact that a person or some of the Kalim touched these bones, he's not going to be Tamei. Now the Gemara, at the end of Masechtes Zvachim, says, as the Batanura explains this, that when this story happened, everybody was very shocked, and they wanted to be Goyzer Tumah on the entire Yerushalayim. Who knows where people are buried? And Rabbi Yeshua said, would that not be a terrible embarrassment? We should be Goyzer Tumah al Irav Isenu? Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Meshum Nehemiah Ish Beis Deli testified to something we learned earlier. But although always you need two Eidim over here, an Eid Echad would be enough, and that is to testify that the husband died so the woman can remarry. Of course, there are many sugyas hashas about this, exactly how this works. And Rabbi Yeshua testified about bones that were found in the Dir Ha'etzim. Everything there is tahar because it's considered Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. And all the Chachamim said was, gather those bones and everything is tahar. And even though some people were very shocked by this and they wanted to be Geyzer Tumah over all of Yerushalayim, we have to dig and see if there are any bones there. They said, no, that would be a terrible Busha for Yerushalayim, Chazal felt that it was not necessary.